Blog Talk Radio.
Well, anyway, you bless me, Lord. Oh, I'll be satisfied. Anyway, you bless me, Lord. Oh, I'll be satisfied. Anyway, you bless me. Oh, I'll be satisfied.
Because we are gripped in His grace and mesmerized by His mercy. Today is a Through It All Thursday. Welcome to Grace Nurture, a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ and its teacher, John Davis Marshall. The Stone Mountain, Georgia campus meets at 4687 Rockbridge Road. The Anderson, South Carolina campus meets at 918 West Whitner Street. visit our website at www.graceview.us or call 404-297-9050 or 864-332-7572 for more information. You may send a tax-deductible donation to financially ensure the continuation of this program. Now, if you have a prayer request, dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number is called, state the name and need of the person for whom you are requesting prayer. Stay tuned as John Davis Marshall, the teacher, brings the Grace Nurture for today.
In our previous sessions, I've underscored how important it is for us to have spiritual-minded role models. And I've held out to you 2 spiritual-minded role models. They were Zacharias and Elizabeth, the parents of John, who was later called the Baptist. And I've informed you that they were spiritual-minded role models because they maintained a holy relationship with the Heavenly Father. But they also maintained a healthy relationship with their earthly family. If you have a holy relationship with the Heavenly Father, it will lead you to have a healthy relationship with your earthly family. So I want to give you an assignment. I want to challenge you. Your challenge is to select spiritual-minded role models. Select spiritual-minded role models in several different areas. For example, select your spiritual-minded role model who is an adequate model in the area of academics, a person who's intellectually smart and sharp, and find out how it is that they've enhanced their intellectual aptitude. Select a spiritual-minded role model in the area of benevolence, a person who has a generous heart, who's willing to give and share. Oh, that's so greatly needed. There are so few people who have a benevolent spirit. Find a spiritual-minded role model who has done very well in their career. Find a spiritual-minded role model who is an excellent model in showing compassion. Some people have developed the art of just being compassionate. Whatever they say and do just makes people feel better. Select a spiritual-minded role model in the area of congregational involvement, a person who is willing to invest him and her self into the ministry life of the congregation. Select a spiritual-minded role model in the area of family involvement. Have you ever noticed some families, they are just worthy of imitating, and you say to yourself, I wish my family connected like that family does. Select spiritual-minded role models in a number of areas. As a matter of fact, I would suggest 12 different areas. Select your spiritual-minded role model. Now, remember that your role model may be adequate in one area of life, but inadequate in another area of life. For example, the person who is an excellent role model in the area of academics may not be the most compassionate person. So you've got to discover what area is this person a good role model in. Remember that your role model may be one that has failed at some point. You may have a spiritual-minded role model. You may discover a spiritual-minded role model that is an excellent example in enhancing his or her career, but at some point earlier, they failed. I love to tell success stories. There's a friend of mine that attended Alabama A&M, failed, flunked out the first semester, and was not allowed to return. Some years later, went back to school, graduated as the valedictorian. The reason you need to put into your category of role models people who have failed, because they have learned how to recover from failure. And people who have recovered from failure can be an adequate model. And then I want you to become a spiritual-minded role model. Ask yourself the question and be honest and objective. Ask some of your friends to be honest and objectively evaluate you. In what areas are you an adequate role model? In what areas are you not an adequate role model? When you are not adequate in a particular area, let people know that so they will not follow after your fatal flaws. Remember, you may be adequate in one area, but inadequate in another area. So set out to improve. Yes, Zacharias and Elizabeth were spiritual-minded role models. You need spiritual-minded role models. God wants you to have spiritual-minded role models, and he also wants you to be a spiritual-minded role model. Remember, the instructions you massage into your heart today will determine how well you manage your life tomorrow. For indeed it is true, a better you begins with a grace view of God.
Good morning, everyone. This is your host, Danielle Corbett. First, I'd like to thank you all for taking the time to join us on our call this morning and receiving your grace nurture for today. I'm also extending the invitation for all of our calls on next week. On Monday, we have our grace nurture call at 7 a.m. Sister Cleveland also does prayer calls at 5:30 and 6:30 a.m. You are all invited to join us on that call as well. We have at 9 o'clock Fundamentals of Faith with Brian Jones. And then on Tuesday night, we also have a call with Brother Marshall and myself hosting at 9 o'clock as well. On Wednesday at noon, we have Fundamentals of Faith with Brother Marshall and whomever he may invite as a panel guest. At this time, I'd like to request prayer on behalf of Sister Cleveland, who will be speaking this morning. We ask that the Lord will bless her, that all that she intends to say will be said, and that it will be received in a good way by her audience. I'm also requesting prayer on behalf of myself, that I will continue to think about the things that I say before I say them, and that they too will be received in the manner that they are intended, and that they are not misconstrued by any of my listeners. Also asking for prayer for those who are worshiping the Lord but are worshiping in error, that someone will bring them to an understanding and that they believe what they are hearing and that they will come into our fold and worship God in spirit and in truth. And I'm also requesting prayer for on behalf of the Johnson and Kohler family, that they continue to be strengthened at this time. For the Arthur, the Bird, and Robertson family, that they continue to be blessed. Also for the Johnsons in Chicago, that they too will continue to be blessed in ways that they stand in need of. And I'm asking for prayer on behalf of everyone that is on the call, every family that is represented, that we will always be blessed in ways that we stand in need of. If you have a prayer request, please press 1 on your phone at this time. When the last 4 digits of your number are pressed, state the name and the need of the person whom you are requesting prayer. Thank you. 9509, state your request.
Yes, good morning. This is Faith. And Brother Marshall, thank you for that message this morning. A special prayer for Anthony Jenkins, the grandson of Sharon and Henry Jenkins, that he will be able to survive this difficult time. He's a premature baby, and I'm asking for prayers for him. Also for Sister Vonnie Ryan, a church member who has had surgery, that she too will be strengthened physically, for the entire Garden City Church of Christ family, and for my family, my husband and son, my parents and siblings and their families, and for those spiritual mentors in my life that have been such a blessing, especially my parents, for their guidance and leadership. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. 7478, state your request.
Good morning, and this is Betty. First, I want to thank God for all of his blessings, for his word. Thank God for all of his answered prayers on our behalf. This morning, I want to request prayers for Christ Ladies as they host their first annual Ladies Day on Saturday. The theme is the love of God in full bloom. I'm going to request prayer for Sister Priscilla Marshall as she delivered the message, and then also pray for all of the ministries of the Grace Street Church of Christ and all of the ministries, the ladies' ministry in particularly, of the Churches of Christ, that we may be spiritually uplifted and empowered to continue to do such ministries that will advance the kingdom of God. Thank you.
Thank you. 1340, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Carolyn Walker in Savannah. I'm thanking Brother Marshall for the message this morning and every morning. Asking for prayers for myself. I have some decisions to make in my life that God will guide me in those decisions and that I will obey his direction. Asking for prayers for the Carver Heights Church of Christ as we move forward in a building project that the funds will be provided for us as we have purchased land. Thank you.
Thank you. 9624, Kate, your request.
Good morning. This is Denise. I appreciate the message this morning. I'm rejoicing this morning because God has given the increase again. One of my brothers who I asked you all to pray for, who has been studying the word, he obeyed the gospel last night. So I thank God for that and thank you all for your prayer. Also, I'm asking for prayers for Sister Helen Hicks, who's recovering from an eye surgery, and Dorothy Jones, praying that she will have a little more comfort after her surgery. And Gloria Dean and her family in the loss of their mother. And please continue to pray for all who preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much.
Thank you. 0407, state your request.
Good morning. This is Barbara. And I'd like to thank Brother Marshall for the message. And I'm also praying continually for the salvation of the lost and ones with addiction. Special prayer for my home, my husband, he's still not feeling well. And my sister Charlene, she had surgery, and she's doing okay, but pray for their safe travel home. Special prayer for Anthony Heyman. Special prayer for Geneva Jackson. And a special prayer for John and Trevon. And all the Churches of Christ. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. 9247, state your request.
Yes, how you doing? This is Brother Corbett. Thank you, Brother Marshall, for that wonderful lesson. I'm praying, praying for my family, the Corbett family, the Vernon Robinson, the Culver, and Johnson family, and Arthur family, Garden City Church of Christ, Grace View Church of Christ also. And I'm praying for myself that I have some job interviews I need to focus on, and I pray that I continue to keep the Lord first in my decisions. Praying for traveling grace, and also praying for my son who's having just pray that he continue to keep God first as he makes his decisions also. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now be led in prayer by Brother Ben Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. I want to thank God, first of all. Thank each of you for tuning in, and certainly want to thank Brother Marshall for an excellent lesson on this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for Danielle being our gracious host this morning. Certainly, she lifted up in prayer and request for Sister Aretha Cleveland, who will be engaged in a speaking engagement on today. We just pray, Heavenly Father, that you hold her voice in her head and her heart up high and mighty, that she can proceed with the nets in speaking the truth that you have her, that she can help change the line of those to whom she's speaking to. Also, Sister Danielle, she requests prayers for herself, and she is challenged by what she's saying, when she's saying, how she says. Yes, God, that you would channel her thoughts and her speech and the outcomes thereof. She wants you to be with her as she monitors what she says and the times that she does. She also solicits prayers on behalf of those who are worshiping, but worshiping in error. She has prayed that their hearts be touched, that they learn that there is a way, and it's your way, and it's the only way in which We are to serve and honor and glory thee. We pray, in the Father, that you be with her and guide and strengthen her heart as she continues to try to touch the lives of those who perhaps are worshiping in error. Also, she's listed prayers on behalf of the Johnson family and the Corbett family, the Arthur family, the Robinson family, and in many other families of the church environment. She has solicited prayers for all the churches of Christ throughout the country. Also, Sister Faith called in, and she's thankful for the message that was given. She's listed prayers on behalf of Anthony Jenkins, also the Garden City Church of Christ, the youngster who were born as a preemie. She's praying to the Father that that person's able to grow and develop themselves in such a way. She's listed prayers on behalf of the Garden City Church of Christ. Ryan, who's undergoing surgery and recovery. She also solicits prayers for her family, her church family members, and certainly her parents are very appreciative for being a blessing to her life. Also, Sister Betty, I called in and was thankful for God and the message and the blessings and the answered prayers. She solicits prayers on behalf of the Grace View Church of Christ, and precisely the ladies. Program and the Ladies' Day event coming up on this Saturday. She's listed prayers on behalf of Sister Marsha, who will be the speaker of the occasion. She prayed that you give her the speech that she needs to proclaim your word and your truth. Also, she's listed prayers for the ministries of the Grace Free Church and ministries throughout the Brotherhood, that they all will be focused and they'll be successful. Also, Sister Carol Walker, she called in and she's thankful for the message as well. She's listed prayers for herself and that there are decisions that must be made, and she's listed God's guidance and wisdom that they be made in a very appropriate way. She's listed prayers on behalf of the Court Harbor Heights Church of Christ. In fact, they're engaged in a building program. She prays for success and the great outcomes in that case. Also, Sister Denise. She solicits prayers, and she's thankful for the message as well. She's rejoicing in the fact that someone that she's been engaged with in their lives, so to speak, and that they have obeyed the gospel of Christ. That's a great time to rejoice in your spirit, and you congratulate her for the input that she had along those lines. Also, Dr. Jones was in her prayer request as well. Also, the family who lost their mother, I believe, and we just pray that he comfort them in their time of loss and bereavement. Also, she listed prayers on behalf of preachers throughout the Brotherhood all over. Certainly, we need to be thought of in that way. We'll thank her for going to God on our behalf. Also, Sister Barbara, she's thankful for the message as well, and she requested for the salvation of the lost and those who are struggling with addiction. Also, she listed prayers on behalf of Charlene, who's recovering from surgery. She listed prayers on behalf of Anthony, Denise, Etuan, and Devon. And we just pray, Heavenly Father, her family as a whole will be uplifted, strengthened by your great strength. Also, Brother Corbett, he come thanking Brother Marshall for an excellent message as well. He requests prayers on behalf of his family, the Bird family, the Robinson family, the Arthur family, in the Garden City Church of Christ, and he asks prayers on behalf of himself, and that he's challenged with certain job interviews. He's prayed that he make the correct choices and endeavoring to become employed and provide for his family. He's prayerful for his son, that he make the right choices in life, and that he will be blessed in his time of travel. So we pray, my Father, on behalf of all those who's called in, we pray they have a very mighty and great day. In your name, that they would live and uphold your name and your truth. Guide us and keep us again till we meet again on this time, Son of Life. As we do pray in your Son Christ's name, amen.
We come to magnify your name.
Your name.
We come to give you all the
Hallelujah.
To never change. We take this time today to magnify your name. I know that you created me, and you control my every step. God, for every breath I breathe and all you've given me, I give all praise to thee. I come to say I love you, Lord, for all the blessings you bestow. Take a little time out today to magnify your name. And God, I want to thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy One. Oh, Lord, yeah, for that awesome sacrifice.
Future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.